Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome, welcome to the very first episode of Boulder Nutrition Radio. I am Sue Van Rays, your host, and I am so honored to be here with you. Before we dive into today's incredible content with our really special guest, I just want to say a shout out to Jay, the producer and program director, for taking such good care of us here as we debut our first episode, and to Linda, the owner of Healthy Life.net Radio, who has also been so helpful in getting things rolling. But what I'm really excited to share with you today is our special guest, who's named Robin Jones. And Robin is here to share with us some incredible information that is really going to change the way we think about our senses, especially our sense of smell, and give us lots of information on the neuroaromatherapy that she is so incredibly talented at sharing. Robin is a breakthrough coach who helps women in business feel the way they work and grow their businesses without compromising their well-being or relationships or other passions. She's a mother of 8 children and married to her husband, Leland, for 20 years and has created multiple 6- and 8-figure businesses from her expertise in neuroaromatherapy and her regenerative business method. So, Robin, you're here. I'm so happy to have you on the show. Welcome, and
thank you. Yes, too. I'm so excited to be here and talk to you.
Oh, what a treat, and so good to reconnect. So, I was thinking, since you have such an incredible story, and stories are such a beautiful way to connect with each other, that you could maybe tell us a little bit about your story around what brought you to the field of neuroaromatherapy in the first place and how it has really, you know, changed your life in so many incredible ways.
Yeah, so, man, I had no inkling that I would get into aromatherapy as much as I did, but it really all started with the genetics in my family. On both sides of my family, my father's side and my mother's side, they suffered from just debilitating low mood. And especially on the maternal side, dealing with depression, specifically postpartum depression, that never quite would get over. And so I remember just hearing stories as a child from my mother and my father, and of suicides, actually, that their cousins or their aunt, and it actually my aunt, so my father's sister, when I was 8 years old, she took her life, and she left behind her 4-year-old son for my parents to raise. So my little brother is my biological cousin, and I have 5 other biological siblings, and so when he came in as the youngest there, to come into that dynamic, that was a big, I didn't understand as an 8-year-old even what, you know, taking your life meant, but I knew that this was different. This was crazy layers of emotions that I was feeling from my parents and my family. And then as I continued to grow older, suicide kept surrounding me. I remember I grew up in San Jose, California, and I just so happened to go to a high school where one day during the lunch hour, a kid jumped off of the roof of the cafeteria and hung himself in front of the whole student body. And again, just another startling reminder of, wow, this is relevant. This is something that's happening. And as I got older, I was realizing the significance behind it. But I would say what really became the catalyst and sort of where my mission came in was when I lost my sister to suicide. So I ended up losing my older sister. She was 10 years older than me. She was 34 at the time, and she left behind 5 children.
Wow.
And I just so happened to be pregnant with my first child, and it was a girl. And the reason why that is significant is because, again, the women in my family, I failed to actually mention that when I was, right after I was born, that my mother was facing horrible postpartum and laid in bed for the first 5 years of my life. And then this happening with my sister, she was also had been suffering from postpartum and wasn't quite getting over it and just in time to have the next baby, and it was just compounding. So when she passed away, it was devastating beyond belief. And, you know, I was feeling so many different emotions, anger, confusion, sadness, everything. But one of the biggest emotions that I was feeling was fear, because at that moment I was carrying what I knew to be a girl, and I was feeling like I was carrying a death sentence for her and me. And interestingly enough, it was at the graveside when they were getting ready to lower her casket into the ground, where all of these emotions were really climaxing and converging. And I, at that moment, had this, what I like to refer to as my very first mama bear moment, where I just said, no, I'm not going to pass this down. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to figure this out, but I refuse to pass down this legacy. I want to change the legacy I'm passing down, and I'm going to break this chain. And I have no idea how I'm going to do it, but I know I'm going to. And so that really became my mission, and it was to just find better options than what I felt my sister had, what I felt my other family members, what I just could see. I didn't feel like there were great options available. So I just started looking for better options. And that's really when I started diving into the mind-body connection. I was determined to find out why my family, especially why this kept happening and why we couldn't quite get out of this. And in that research, I also learned so much about, deep depression is really deep pressed emotions and the lack of the expression of that, and how much I have seen that pattern in my family of it wasn't safe to show or feel certain emotions. And so all of that was happening, and I have really come across some amazing tools, amazing resources in that pursuit. But one of the things that I discovered was aromatherapy. And it wasn't that aromatherapy was new to me by any means, but when I was really researching it in this aspect to support and help mood and emotions, it really came alive for me. And that was because as I started to really research it, I found just so much neuroscience behind it. And, you know, and it was just amazing to me that more people weren't talking about this. And so as I was learning about this and I was started using essential oils, and I will say, you know, a big part of that was really finding a good, pure essential oil, and I choose to use the brand doTERRA because I just haven't found anything as consistent in the effects as doTERRA because of the testing and their purity. But so I was using those oils, and I was amazed for myself in using them. But then as I was really, I really started doing my own case studies. I really started to share this with other people and just what I was seeing across the board was amazing. So I started to just, you know, anyone who even looked sad or upset, they were getting an oil thrown at them by me because I was just determined to really find out, like, is this as good as the science says that it is? And it was. And the reason for that is because when we are inhaling an odor molecule and it's traveling up our nasal cavity, it's hitting on these little olfactory bulbs on the very inside of your nasal cavity on the tip top. And those olfactory bulbs are directly linked to the limbic system in your brain, which is the emotional center of your brain, which also it hits the hippocampus and the amygdala. And the amygdala is where your emotional memory is stored and emotional trauma is stored. And so it works fast. In fact, science has proven that the fastest way to affect your mood is through sense of smell. And that is just because of the way and of how quickly it can get into that limbic system in your brain and then have and cause cascading physical effects throughout the entire body, like lowering your heart rate and allowing you to breathe more calmly and easier. It has these physiological effects that happen because of that as well. And some of that is because of the fact that we have olfactory or smell receptors on every organ in our bodies. Which, again, is just so fascinating. Like, why would we have smell receptors on the organs in our bodies, yet they are there? So that aroma, your sense of smell, is so powerful, and we just don't give enough credence to it. We all
well,
sort of recognize.
To interrupt you, but I just want to say, like, I think we can all think of a time where we've experienced something in nature that has a beautiful aroma, and it relaxes us. And I mean, having just returned from Bali last week, where scent is like on steroids, I was noticing because I was outside so much and I was taking in the incredible smell of all these flowers and of nature, and I was just noticing how much therapeutic impact that was having on so many parts of my day, including the quality of my sleep, including my stress level. And similarly, even just going, you know, on a hike in the mountains, when I smell the pine trees, I notice such a relaxing and way to unwind my entire being. And so I really just want to underscore what you're saying, because I feel like if we think about it, we've all had an experience like this at some point in our lives where scent has been really integral in giving us a sense of well-being or relaxation or diminishing stress. So we might not have even really, like, taken that in as what you're talking about. The science goes so deep. So I love where you're going.
Yes, absolutely. And you probably have had memories triggered, right? Like, I would, like, what is something that, what smell do you associate with some memories that you have or traditions? Like, if you think of Christmas, what smells do you associate with that?
100%. I have a little part in my new book that talks about my grandmother's ginger sparkle cookies. The smell of those cookies baking with the ginger has been such a memory over the holidays for me, to the point where I recreated the recipe with some, you know, more alternative ingredients that are now available that weren't available to her, so I could have that experience and that scent come back alive for me in my own kitchen. And it, that associative craving, you know, that is so integral even in our eating experience, with scent and how we interact with food, is so therapeutic and so heartwarming. So thank you for bringing that up, because that's something that I think about a lot in my work, and really so many different things from different times in our lives, different people, different experiences, different places we've been. In fact, I love to bring home essential oils from different countries I visit so that I can use them, but also remind myself of the traveling and the experiences that I've had on those trips. And that's a really fun thing that I've been doing for years.
Yes, and I love that example that you gave of the ginger cookies, because what also was happening, even probably subconsciously for you, is you wanting to create that warmth, that safety that you felt with your grandma when you were eating those, right? It was more than just what you were eating. It was what you felt as a child when you were eating those cookies with your grandma, right?
Totally.
And that's where, you know, that amygdala comes into play, but absolutely, like, the more senses that we activate in our body, actually the faster healing can occur. So I'm definitely not one to say that aroma is the only scent to, you know, to focus on, but I will say it's one of the most fastest ways to shift you from one state to the next. And so, you know, I also love the example that you gave in Bali and how, you know, just getting out in nature, and combining that with breathing, just intentionally breathing, is so powerful and so stress-reducing. But then when you can get more granular, when you can, say, really identify maybe a thought or a belief or an emotion that you're experiencing in any given moment, and then you can pair that with a specific aroma, like a specific medicine that the plant can give to support that specific emotion, that's where things get crazy. That's where really huge emotional breakthroughs can happen. And that's part of really what I started to dive more into, is really looking at, you know, aroma is great and bringing in, you know, that plant medicine in that way, but also having more language around what we are experiencing and then being able to customize that and to, you know, match that, pair that with an aroma that can really support what you're specifically going through. That's where I've seen just amazing, powerful things happen. And that's really where I started to consult and train mental health professionals, because they were seeing also the science. They were seeing the results, and a lot of their clients were telling them this was happening from aromatherapy. And so when they were seeking me out for that, that's one of the biggest things that they found, was how amazingly quick and effective it is when you're using aromatherapy to not only get to, you know, helping with trauma, helping with, you know, day-to-day moods, but also to the supportive aspect that the oils can give as well, that supportive aspect that allows for you're not even having to rehash that memory or go into it. It's simply already doing the work by working within that limbic system.
So incredible and so accessible when we start to learn even just a little bit about some of these scents that can be so impactful on whatever it is we're going through. And I just want to highlight that you co-authored a book called Essential Emotions, where you really broke down some of those exact essential oils that are paired with specific things people might be going through, various emotions, various life experiences, and really uncovering what might be a customized scent that you can work with on, you know, different times in your life. And one thing I would love to hear from you is how these aromatic anchors, which I know you work with in your different consulting work, can really help to, you know, shift the way that we're feeling and to really help with somatic recall. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes, yeah. So, yeah, partnering with Essential Emotions was so amazing, because it allowed me to be able to offer people that accessibility, the ability to be able to say, hey, you're experiencing this emotion, here are some recommendations on which oils would go best or be most supportive for that. And it also goes along with allowing to, you know, take it even further, and there's some look deeper questions to, you know, process that even further. And the reason why this works so well and is when you are, you know, we all have 70,000 thoughts per day, right? Crazy amount of thoughts per day. I swear women have double that amount, but I'm just saying. That's not, like, scientifically proven, but I'm going to stand behind it anyway. And I feel like when we are, you know, when we're having those thoughts, especially when we have what I like to call a freeway of thoughts, where it's just a really well-worn neural pathway that is a repeating thought that sometimes we're not even aware of because we've just been thinking it for so long, that is what forms our belief. And what I love that the essential oils can do is they can really disrupt that. They can disrupt those trains of thought, and they can actually help anchor new neural pathways. So when you're, if you're the type that loves affirmations and you know the power behind that, and you pair that with an essential oil, and you repeat that and you're smelling that, that is going to create a very powerful effect to help you anchor in that new neural pathway.
That's incredible. That's incredible. So here we have so much good information, so much science, so much more to come on how we can customize and how we can really heal our some of these old, outdated thoughts and beliefs that we really want to shift with both using affirmation, essential oils, and lots of different methods to really work with our state of being. So I just want to say that we are going to be right back. You're listening to HealthyLife.net Radio. I'm Sue Van Rays, and this is the Boulder Nutrition Radio Show, and I can't wait to be back with you for more with Robin Jones on essential oils and emotional well-being. And while you're waiting, you can check her out on Instagram at TheRobinJones. And we'll be back in just a few moments.
Food is not just about food. If you need to remedy emotional eating or need to confidently improve your self-compassion or just need a solution to help your own unique biochemistry to eat healthy and support your whole person, including your emotions, then your solution is Sue Van Rays new book, Food and Freedom. This trustworthy guide, based on thousands of client sessions, gives you teachings and tips to attain pleasure not only with food, but life itself. Food and Freedom by Sue Van Rays is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere. Food and freedom.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
When you visit BoulderNutrition.com and click on the Work With Me link at the top of the homepage, you'll be amazed and pleased about how Sue Van Rays wants to help you with your food and freedom. Whether local, national, or worldwide, Sue can be there for you. Imagine a private one-on-one session or take one of her transforming classes or even an online program. Something for everyone. After thousands of clients, Sue knows how to help you. So visit BoulderNutrition.com and find your right program now. That's BoulderNutrition.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
Okay, I get it. You need a vacation, but what if you could get a fun, healthy getaway that provides you positive personal transformation? Well, that's just what Sue Van Rays Retreats do. Think Colorado, Costa Rica, Bali. Now add tasty, healthy food, inspired living, yoga, meditation, and sacred self-care. Well, that sounds relaxing and fun. Check out Sue's Retreats on her website, BoulderNutrition.com. That's BoulderNutrition.com. I'm relaxing already.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the very first episode of Boulder Nutrition Radio. We are here today with Robin Jones, and we're talking all about essential oils and emotion and how we can really use the scent of
therapeutically working with different scents to enhance our emotional well-being and beyond. And we've had an incredible story from Robin. We've been learning about the science, and now we're going to learn a little bit more about how we can anchor in with some of these scents, aromatic anchors, and use them for quick somatic recall and healing through some old thoughts and feelings that we need a little support around. So, Robin, thanks so much for being here, and let's continue on with how we can use scents in this very customized way in our own lives.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like one of the, you know, easiest accessible tools are oils, because it's one of those things that, you know, you can keep in your back pocket. You can, you know, with my kids, they keep them in their backpacks. And it's also why so many therapists are also starting to recommend and incorporate this use with their clients and patients as well. And a large part of that is because, you know, kind of going back to those beliefs, those thoughts that, you know, many times have been passed down generationally. And one of the most powerful ways that I've been able to use essential oils for myself personally is really disrupting those thought patterns and those generational patterns. But I didn't even know were frankly quite there until I started paying attention to what was coming in my mind the more and more I was using these oils. And so one of the like I said, the fastest ways to shift is through smell, but when there are some oils that I want to highlight that I feel really allow you to be able to not only disrupt those patterns, but also to just sort of be the distortion and to release them. So frankincense is one of my favorite. I really refer to this oil as like the master mood oil. It's been used for millennia. So I always laugh when I hear, you know, essential oils are like an alternative medicine, because I'm like, this is actually like the OG medicine. This is like the original because it was found in King Tut's tomb. It's on the oldest papyri of, you know, medical, was they used frankincense for so many reasons. But specifically for mood, it's incredible. It has this way of really casting light on anything. And I'm speaking more on that emotional realm. And so putting frankincense on the crown of your head, I mean, if you go to mass, I remember I had a friend who was Catholic, and going to their Catholic mass and seeing those priests with the frankincense incense, right? And I mean, it's frankincense is a well-known oil for meditation, for just getting closer to God, for prayer, for, you know, all of that. But putting it on the crown of your head, rubbing it on your temples, and then just taking about 60 to 90 seconds inhaling and just breathing that in deeply has just a tremendous effect on your nervous system to really calm it.
I love frankincense so much.
Yes, and it's one of those oils, too, that you can really add to a lot of other scents as well. But that's one. And then another one that I really love is lavender. And I will say lavender kind of had a bad rap because it's been so commercialized. It's used in, like, Febreze to, like, cleaners to, you know, horrible, like, you know, industrial products. And so it's because of that, I feel like a lot of people have grown an aversion to it. But a really pure lavender just has tremendous effects to help you with your sleep and with rest and with calming. With having six daughters, you know, them having, if there's blood, right, it's like death is around the corner. So I love using lavender because it's not only, you know, helping clean that scrape or cut, but it's also, like, emotionally really calming them down. I just watch as their body just starts to take deeper breaths. And, I mean, and it's, like I said, this can just happen so quickly. So, you know, back to the disruption of patterns, I noticed, and now I've been using oils for over 15 years, but I noticed, you know, that over the years, the more that I was using these oils as a daily practice, the more that I was allowing myself to feel all the emotions coming in, being able to, you know, pair them with specific oils and release them, the more and more I realized the thoughts that I had was holding on to that I didn't even realize were there. And it really allowed me to open myself to doing things much differently than any other women in my family had done. One of those is growing businesses, growing multiple businesses. I feel like I was able to create space and capacity in my body, in my soul, in my mind, to be able to create, to be able to think beyond, you know, it really shifted the poverty consciousness that also was passed down in my DNA. It shifted and cleared so many things that, you know, women in my family, the things that I'm doing weren't even an option because of how bogged down they were with what they were experiencing. And so I just think it is a tremendous blessing that I am now passing this legacy on to my children and them seeing me and seeing how it's safe to feel all the emotions, that it's safe to see mom angry, and it's safe to see her in gratitude and calm, and it's safe to see her scared, because that makes it safe for them to feel too. And they see that I can feel those, and I can feel through them. I can come out the other side, and I have more space and capacity to do more of the things that I love to do. And that has been like a very pivotal secret to my success, quite honestly.
That's so incredible, Robin, and I just want to underscore that you mentioned the nervous system, and you keep kind of referring back to, like, regulation and capacity, and it's so profound because in some of the research that I've done in my own writing and all of the things that I have put out there, one thing that I actually came across is a study that showed a combination of sandalwood and lavender oil exposure for 15 minutes was then, demonstrated in the lab that there was a significant regulation to the autonomic nervous system, including vagal nerve stimulation. And this is like research-based science, and what you're saying is that in what you've experienced with these essential oils, that you've actually firsthand been able to come to a place of more emotional resiliency, more autonomic regulation, more parasympathetic nervous system response, and really make the shift that has given you such leverage and such healing within your own family. And that is so incredible.
Yeah, I mean, the science is catching up to what to what many people know. And I'm excited for more and more research to come out about that. But, yes,
so cool.
It's, you know, the thing that I love the most about this, Sue, is that, again, it's accessible and it's simple. It's not
so
something that I have to take, you know, 10, 15, an hour, 2 hours to do. I could literally feel a shift within 60 to 90 seconds.
That's so incredible, Robin, and I really want to, like, continue this on in just a couple moments when we come right back, but I want to just make sure people know they can find you on Instagram at Robin Jones, and that we'll be coming right back with more information and more really great practical tips for you on essential oils and emotional well-being after the break. You're listening to HealthyLife.net Radio.
When you visit BoulderNutrition.com, you'll be able to discover all things Sue. There's info on her book, courses, retreats, and how to get your very own food therapy session. BoulderNutrition.com. And when you visit BoulderNutrition.com, click on free at the top of the homepage, and you can get a free guide called Make Peace with Your Plate, which gives you helpful daily practices to promote your food and body freedom. So what are you waiting for? Visit BoulderNutrition.com now and make peace with your plate.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Food is not just about food. If you need to remedy emotional eating or need to confidently improve your self-compassion or just need a solution to help your own unique biochemistry to eat healthy and support your whole person, including your emotions, then your solution is Sue Van Rae's new book, Food and Freedom. This trustworthy guide, based on thousands of client sessions, gives you teachings and tips to attain pleasure not only with food, but life itself. Food and Freedom by Sue Van Rae is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere. Food and freedom.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
When you visit BoulderNutrition.com and click on the Work With Me link at the top of the homepage, you'll be amazed and pleased about how Sue Van Rae wants to help you with your food and freedom. Whether local, national, or worldwide, Sue can be there for you. Imagine a private one-on-one session or take one of her transforming classes or even an online program. Something for everyone. After thousands of clients, Sue knows how to help you. So visit BoulderNutrition.com and find your right program now. That's BoulderNutrition.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Boulder Nutrition Radio. We are having such an incredible conversation with Robin Jones. Be sure to check her out on Instagram at TheRobinJones. You're listening to HealthyLife.net Radio, and we are having this great conversation. Can't wait to hear more, Robin. Thank you so much for sharing this really valuable information with us. So we were talking, and I'd love to hear a little bit more about your personal experience with really shifting. You were telling us about how this has impacted your family, some of your genetics, some of what kids are doing around what is their own emotional well-being with essential oils. So can we come right back to that, because that was so good.
Yeah, and, you know, the science is there. You can research. You can go to PubMed.gov. You can go to aromaticscience.com. But one other thing I want to say about the epigenetics and essential oil specifically is there is blooming science in that area happening right now, and it's really exciting, specifically with how it has been shown that essential oils can actually help from those triggers happening in the DNA, in that epigenetics. It's just exciting, and it's really, I mean, again, this is science catching up to what I have experienced in my own life. But, you know, four of my eight children, half of my children are adopted. And with all of those adopted children, all of their birth moms suffered also from some type of a mood disorder. So there's no accident. They're in my family, and, you know, this work has stopped their chains as well, their family legacies as well. And, you know, part of, in the process of all of that happening and in growing multiple, you know, 6 to 8 figure businesses, I really have been coaching so much throughout all of that and utilizing this tool within my own coaching practice, but also training other coaches how to incorporate and integrate aromatherapy into their practice and with their clients. And that has led to certification programs that I was a part of with Essential Emotions, and really has evolved into, you know, now I've in the last 5 years, especially, I developed this method, what I call the method, and it's an acronym. But it basically is really helping, especially women in business, be able to, you know, create that capacity like I was able to be able to go from root to fruit with what they want to create and be able to sustainably have the fruits that they desire without that burnout, without all of the, you know, debilitating emotions that can, like, just weigh them down and, like, take them out. And and also with cultivating and maintaining and nurturing their relationships. I find, like, so many times women in business especially get so lonely because there is, especially if they're a mom, because there is a lot of mom guilt that can come. But there's also, you know, not a lot of other people that they can safely talk to about this. If they're running a business, then that, you know, if they're not all the way there with their kids or whatever their, you know, stories are behind that, it's really difficult for them to talk openly with other people because they don't want to feel judged. They don't want to have any of that. But then there's also this piece where as women business owners who don't have children even, that they can sometimes feel isolated from others who maybe aren't as ambitious as they are or as visionary, that understand their mission, that understand their calling and ambition, and that they're compelled to do what they do, but they are burning out. They don't know how to quite manage the effort that is needed alongside, you know, without compromising maybe their own health or their own well-being or their own needs get kind of pushed to the side as they're doing that, or they may be neglecting some, you know, important relationships or their other hobbies or, you know, and passions that they have. And so with this method, I'm really focusing on how to allow that permission and space for women to feel the full range of everything, but not have it hold them down, but actually utilize that and as fuel, and to be able to hold and nurture their relationships, to create more white space in their calendar, and to be able to have the journey of them reaching that goal really be from a peaceful place in their body and not look back in resentment or regret of how they got there. And of
it's
course,
so incredible because you have this story that you've lived and experienced and witnessed yourself healing in all these different layers, and now taking that and sharing it with others in a way that can empower them, help them create more capacity, and help them stay regulated, and help them focus on not only work but also the other things in their life that are important, such as their self-care and their families. And coming from a mother of eight, this is doable. And that's, I think, one of your strengths is that, you know, having eight kids and being able to take care of yourself and your family and run successful business is an incredible inspiration. You're so inspiring. So thank you for sharing this work in the world. It is so profound.
Yeah, it's something that I'm really excited about because I just have seen the results in applying this method with other women that I have been coaching. And it's exciting to be able to now kind of put it out more. And because I do believe, as I know you can attest to this being a women business owner yourself, Sue, that we need more women to step into leadership and visible to you know, positions to share what they have to share, because it just is serving the world in so many deeper ways. And I just want to be, one of the many voices out there that are propelling more and more women to not hide behind their children and not hide behind their stories, but to use that as fuel and use their mess, their past as their message. So I have two programs that are coming out in October. One is the Breakthrough Blueprint, which is taking that method, and it's a group coaching course, and really being able to apply that method to women that are wanting to integrate everything we just talked about into their business. And then I am also developing the Method Mastermind, which is also going to open in October. And that is what I'm really excited about, to just take a handful of women and just pour life and soul into them, and to really deep dive and explore this method in such a deeper, nurturing way.
That's so incredible, Robin. I'm so excited to learn more about your programs, and I know our listeners can find out so much more about those programs and everything you're doing on Instagram at the Robin Jones, where I know you have so much great stuff in many different areas that we've discussed today. But definitely check out her programs. You have been such an incredible wealth of knowledge today, and I'm so grateful for all that you've shared. And we just love this very practical and usable information. So thank you so much for everything. And I just want to say we'll be right back with another special segment from me. So stay tuned for the very first Make Peace with Your Plate perspective coming up next. And Robin, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks, Sue. This has been just amazing. Thank you so much.
Okay, I get it. You need a vacation, but what if you could get a fun, healthy getaway that provides you positive personal transformation? Well, that's just what Sue Van Reyes Retreats do. Think Colorado, Costa Rica, Bali. Now add tasty, healthy food, inspired living, yoga, meditation, and sacred self-care. Well, that sounds relaxing and fun. Check out Sue's retreats on her website, BoulderNutrition.com. That's BoulderNutrition.com. I'm relaxing already.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
When you visit BoulderNutrition.com, you'll be able to discover all things Sue. There's info on her book, courses, retreats, and how to get your very own food therapy session. BoulderNutrition.com. And when you visit BoulderNutrition.com, click on free at the top of the homepage and you can get a free guide called Make Peace with Your Plate, which gives you helpful daily practices to promote your food and body freedom. So what are you waiting for? Visit BoulderNutrition.com now and make peace with your plate.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Food is not just about food. If you need to remedy emotional eating or need to confidently improve your self-compassion or just need a solution to help your own unique biochemistry to eat healthy and support your whole person, including your emotions, then your solution is Sue Van Rey's new book, Food and Freedom. This trustworthy guide, based on thousands of client sessions, gives you teachings and tips to attain pleasure not only with food, but life itself. Food and Freedom by Sue Van Rey's is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere. Food and Freedom.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Boulder Nutrition Radio. I'm Sue Van Rey, your host. And this is our debut episode, so thank you for listening. What I wanted to share with you in this last segment of our time together is the very first Make Peace with Your Plate perspective, which is my little contribution to share with you some of the tips and tricks that I use in my private practice, that I share in my brand new book, Food and Freedom, and that has really been integral in my own healing around food and my relationship to food. So I wanted to start today by, and it's kind of perfect timing since we just heard from Robin Jones, all about essential oils and emotional well-being, and really coming back to our senses. Because our bodies are the wisest tool that we can really cultivate and that we can really turn back to
in our health and especially in our eating. And I wanted to start with this topic today because one of the things that I find that is so challenging in our society, in the cultural paradigms that so many of us are used to and have been conditioned around, and especially in diet culture, is that we are so often taught to turn outward into some kind of external relationship with food. And so many times when I work with people, it is so common to hear that people are so confused about what to eat, about how much to eat, about what they are actually doing as far as taking care of themselves in the realm of food. And that's because our culture teaches us to look outside of ourselves. My work and one of my biggest passions is bringing us back to our senses, back to the body, and back to an internal experience around food, around listening to the body as the primary source of information and the wisest place we can gain access to all we need to know around what we need, how we can listen to some of the cravings that are actually wise, and how we can tune into the innermost wisdom, which is often called interoception. So I wanted to give you a quick little walkthrough today on basically the sacred language of your body, which is through the senses, which are how we interact with food, which is the link between our external experience and our internal expression. And it can be starting with the most basic cues, maybe just simply hunger and fullness to begin with, where we start to tune inward to our sixth sense, which is interoception. So as we refine our senses and become more attuned with our sense of taste, our sense of smell, the way we interact with the outside world, and then start to listen more inward to these sensory cues that tap us into the deeper wisdom of our bodies, we start to really hone, and we start to really trust, and we start to really build so much more agency within how we show up to the table. When we start to infuse our senses into our eating, become more aware of the different senses that are happening as we sit down to enjoy a beautiful meal, we might take in the aroma of our food. We talked about the aroma of cooking and how that can bring us so much heartwarming and so much beauty and so much memory and really cultivate such an incredible experience around our eating. We can look at the beautiful colors and the bounty of food on our plates. We can taste the variety of flavors as they hit our tongues. We can experience the textures of food as we ingest. We can also create ambiance with sound. We can create an environment that is so conducive to relaxation through sound. We can listen to the sizzling of our food as we prepare it or the different sounds that the food makes as we chew it. All of these bring so much more presence to our eating and so much more pleasure to our palate because the senses are our vehicle for pleasure. And as we start listening inward to our sixth sense or interoception, we start to get even more and more profound cues that guide us when we are hungry, that guide us when we start to become satiated. And one of the things I love the most that I uncovered in the research when I was writing my most recent book, Food and Freedom, is that our sense of taste changes as we become more satiated. And this is a really powerful bodily cue to watch and witness. In fact, one of my favorite things to do is to track this when I have my morning cup of coffee. Because I love my very first cup of coffee so much. And I've noticed that as I take in my first cup of coffee and my body starts to have enough coffee to be content, the taste of my coffee changes. and it's simply not as pleasurable as it was in the first few sips or the first cup. And when I really listen to this, I notice that I can, like, trust that my body's had enough. Now, what I've also noticed is sometimes that I love the experience of a slow morning and enjoying my cup of coffee, and I'll often kind of want to keep that going a little bit longer if I can. But what I've practiced doing most recently is giving myself the space to linger without having to fill up another cup of coffee. So the body is so incredibly wise. And as we start to get more and more tuned into these hunger and fullness cues, to using the senses and the internal wisdom of our body to guide us in our eating, we really start to heal our relationship with food. We really start to understand a deeper expression of what our body is trying to tell us. And if we can begin to listen, if we can begin to really slow down and pay attention and be more mindful around these subtleties within the senses and within sensations, we will have such an important reminder of what our hunger and fullness is trying to tell us. When we free ourselves from distraction, when we become more present at the dinner table, satiety coming through our sense of taste, we are actually listening to the frontline responders of our eating. And when we start to combine our primal brain, attuning these five senses, amplifying pleasure, we can start to really eat in a much more aligned fashion. So I hope that helps you today with your very first Make Peace with Your Plate perspective, and that you too can explore presencing yourself with your senses, with sensation, listening to the wisdom of your body, tuning inward, and really actually amplifying the pleasure in your eating. It has been such a joy to be here with you on the very first episode of Boulder Nutrition Radio. I will be here each month, the first Monday of every month, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Mountain Time, and 12 p.m. Eastern Time on healthylife.net. Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to be back with you next month.